And WJPO, the telegraph, the TV station. Oh, they made him now? What you talking about? Hell, they didn't have money enough to buy the damn thing. Borrowed on credit, paid for it. I remember when they first bought that thing, the front page of the paper, bottom half, was advertised. And it was sold to the people that could pay money on the barrel there before it was printed. And that's the way he paid his printers and his paper. And other people could have it. Today it's worth $40 million.
What about places where a lot of the poor folks live? Was there a place where a lot of poor folks live?
I don't think that they ever had any real poor people. They called it Catfish Town, where the people who were down below here, you know, down on the other side of the old state capitol, down there where they're building that complex and stuff, down in that section there. But I don't think we ever had any real... In other words, this has always been a typical little country town. No rich people, no real poor people. They were worked for the state. They were the state capital here. There was a university here. And never had any trouble for doing it. During the Depression, you had enough revenue from employees of the state and the federal government, railroad, and Standard Oil Company, university. And you got 25,000 people at the university. They got to live, you understand. So you had all of that stuff. So you never had any real depression, you know, if you've seen other places. So what you're talking about, we never had any rich, we never had any poor, and never had any hungry. Everybody was just along in that, and everybody knew everybody. I knew everybody in town. The banker called me by my first name. I said, yes, sir, no, sir. And I knew who I was, and I knew who they were. But as far as being any rich people, today we got people out here in Bocard, and those fellas asked Tom Singletary. And they have commercial security. I don't know what that commercial security was, but I'm talking about, I'm sure it's worth several $1 million. Hell, his dad grandpa was a doctor, Dr. T.P. Singletary. He delivered me. I was named after Thomas Singletary.
Really?
That damn thing is probably worth $25-30 million. But those people didn't have any money. When you're talking about it, there wasn't any rich people. They lived up on Church Street, up there, close where that cathedral you're talking about, across the street from this Louisiana National Bank up there. But there weren't any rich people, but they had property. And when you take a place with 1,500 to 2,000 acres in it, and it was worth, what, say $20 an acre, but when it got to be worth $5,000 an acre, it made a difference, didn't it? People never had any money. My grandpa's place out there got, I think it's about 480 acres in that place out there. And hell, I'm sure they could get, they got three oil wells on some pitch, and they couldn't hardly pay taxes on it 50 years ago, 60 years ago, 70 years ago. And I'm sure if they went to sell it, they would get, what, $10,000 an acre lease. So his grandchildren is, they're not wealthy, but they have equipment. And that's the way this community here has been, up and down this river. That property is all their thing. But when the industry goes down there, and they go out and buy that property, these fellas went out there and bought it for $1,500 an acre, and then they sold it for $7,000 or $8,000 an acre, and you go and buy 1,500 acres or 2,000 acres of land out there for $1,500 an acre, and then sell it for $6,000 or $7,000 an acre, you made a pretty nice profit. Dr. Jack Jones, who was one of those fellows that was in that deal out there, I don't think you know Mr. Wilson, who come down here, and he was in Eisenhower's cabinet, secretary of the treasury or some damn thing. He was president of the chairman of the board of General Motors. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
He come up in, bought a place in San Francisco, went up there and spent, oh, I say, that house, restoring that house, doing all the things he did, all that stuff, he spent probably 3 million. He died. Dr. Jack Jones went up there and bought that damn thing. That's about $900,000.
How did you do it?
All right, Scotty, you.